Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Jonathan Kahn continues his teaching series based on his best-selling book, The Dragon's Prophecy. First, though, I want to tell you about Faithful Friends, our effort to have monthly supporters join the work here at Southwest Radio Ministries. I'm so excited to let you know that right now we have individuals and families committed to supporting SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall on a monthly basis. Will you join these faithful friends with your monthly gift? Visit SWRC.com and click on Donate Now, or simply call 800-652-1144. Please, friends, be one of the Faithful 500 this month. Your recurring monthly gift helps us continue this kingdom-sized mission every single day. Now, here's our host, Josh Davis, with today's guest, best-selling author, Jonathan Kahn.
On yesterday's program, we heard all kinds of exciting truths from Jonathan Kahn in his brand new book, Avatar. It's available at swrc.com, and by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. We're going to be continuing on with lots more information that you need to know about, dear friends. Jonathan, we are so excited to welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Always great to be back with you.
So could you give us just a little bit of a taste where we were in yesterday's program and where we're going over the course of today's program?
For those who didn't hear that, any of those who did, we're talking about the newest book, my newest book, which is coming out around now, and this is going to be, I know you guys that, are always hungry for the books, for the word, this is going to be the most explosive book. So much so, I don't even know what's going to happen when it comes out. This is a mystery that's going to pull away the veil behind everything that's happening right now, and what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen. This is not only the mystery of the gods, as I open up in The Return of the Gods, but the avatars, because we're going to another level. The vessels of the gods, or the instruments, could they actually be in the world now, and on the American political stage right now? We're going to reveal that, but also, could there be mysteries from the Bible that are behind everything that's happening with everything from our leaders to Donald Trump to all these things that are even Joe Biden, if you can believe it. I mean, it's going to be amazing. We're even going to touch on that. So there's so much. We're going to open up some of it. No matter how much we do, we can only just touch on the mysteries of it. But you're going to get a taste. But, you know, it says that the sons of Issachar were to know, they knew the times and what Israel should do. We are to know the times we're in. And therefore, one of the things that the Avatar is going to open up is the prophetic hour we're in right now. And then what do we need to know to do for the days ahead?
And there's an ancient template of gods and kings that is eerily similar to what we're seeing happen in our own day. Could you give us a taste of that?
Yeah, there's amazing, because, and it's not, there's in the Bible, there is a template which is what happened when Israel fell away from God in apostasy. And the amazing thing is, it's really pointing. It's a prototype to where we are right now, not just in the overall general, but specific. It's actually behind virtually every American leader in the last quarter century. It has a prototype leader from the Bible that leader, American leader, is following without knowing it, all the way up to Donald Trump, meaning what's happening right this second. Let me give you a taste of that. And
yes.
I can only do a quick nutshell. And that is, for instance, one of the kings in the apostasy was named Ahav, or we call him Ahab, and he was basically, in a nutshell, he was apostate. He had known of God but had fallen away. He warred against the ways of God. He actually started a culture war. He was known as a king of scandal. I mean, he had scandals, and he went back and forth and wavered. And that is the prototype. Ahab is the prototype of the man called Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton was also a man of wavering and waged war against things of God, first president to endorse abortion, and a man of scandals, you know. And the thing is that Clinton was on the political stage for 22 years. Well, it says in the Bible that Ahab was on the political stage for 22 years. And so now after Ahab comes one of his sons who follows in his ways, is called Joram. And Joram follows the ways of Ahab. He's hostile to the gospel. And he's and the thing is, he's going to be the prototype to Barack Obama. Barack Obama was on the national stage from the Democratic Convention in 2004. And till the end of his presidency, 2016, that's 12 years. 12 years. Well, it says in the Bible, Joram reigned on the stage for 12 years. Ahab had a wife who was like a co-regent with him. And that was, of course, Jezebel. Well, she was for Baal worship. That means child sacrifice. Bill Clinton had a wife who was like a co-president with him, and radical, and that was Hillary Clinton. And she was radical for child sacrifice or abortion. She actually was voted the abortion champion of Planned Parenthood. And the thing is, so Hillary Clinton was on the stage with her husband, political stage, for 22 years. She was in political office after that, or running for president political, for 14 years. Well, Jezebel was with her husband for 22 years on her own, 14 years. And the thing is that when you follow this template, the house of Ahab was taking over the country. I mean, they were ruling the country. If they stayed in power, it would have been the end of Israel. It would have sealed the nation to apostasy. Mm-hmm. And yet, that's how it was with America. That, in a sense, the American house of Ahab, it wasn't just politics, but this anti-God culture, this woke culture, this you know, all these things, the gender culture, all these things were taking over every institution, and it was about to seal America, but then came in the ancient template comes a surprise, and in our day comes a surprise. In the ancient template, his name is Jehu. In the modern case, his name is Trump.
Well, can you explain a little bit more about this surprise in the ancient template?
Yeah. Well, Jehu was the prototype of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's following it without realizing it. Jehu was wild. He was unpredictable. You never knew what he was going to say or do next. He was, so was Donald Trump. Jehu wasn't a politician. He was a fighter, Donald Trump. Jehu launches a campaign for the throne, and he makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land. Donald Trump launches a campaign for the presidency. He forges an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land. Jehu has a campaign, an agenda to drain the swamp. So does Donald Trump. In order to become king, Jehu has to stand against the nation's former first lady. So did Donald Trump. It's amazing. Even you know what? Remember how Donald Trump began his campaign? He was on the very beginning of his career. He was standing. He was at Trump Towers. He was on top of the staircase, the escalators, and he comes down the stairs. Comes down, and then he announces his campaign. Well, do you know that Jehu began his campaign on top of a staircase too, and then he comes down? I mean, it's crazy. It's bizarre. And even Trump's return, to the second time, even now, you want to understand it. The revelation is in the ancient template. It's amazing.
So, what do witches have to do with Donald Trump?
Well, Jehu warred against witchcraft, against the witches. He basically called Jezebel involved in witchcraft, and so he's warring against witchcraft. And so it puts him at war with witches. Well, now think about that. Has there ever been a president in America who was involved in a war with witches, or where witches were against him and witches were casting spells to stop him? Have you ever heard of that? Well, that was Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That's the American Jehu, because Jehu was involved with a war against witchcraft. So the witches of the world actually cast spells against Donald Trump to stop him. And even in his second rising, the articles appear that the witches were gathering again to cast spells to stop Donald Trump. But in the articles, it says they said their spells aren't working. They said, we don't know, there's some kind of shield around him, and yes, we think it's because of the prayers of Christians. So it's amazing, even that.
It certainly is. And friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn. We're discussing his brand new resource, The Avatar Book. And we also have a special feature available for you exclusively here at SWRC. It's the Avatar Uncensored 8 DVD album. You can purchase the book, you can purchase the DVD, or you can purchase both together. It's available at swrc.com or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Again, that's 1-800-652-1144, or visit swrc.com. Jonathan, could you explain to our audience some of the kinds of things that are included in this 8-DVD album?
Yeah, this, guys, this is what we do at SWRC, and that is that this is exclusive. You cannot get this on Amazon. You cannot get it at Walmart or bookstore. You can't get it online. This is special. This is what I put together for you guys, and this is the Avatar Uncensored. This is 8 one-hour DVDs. And this is, each one has a mystery, and this is not only the mystery that you're going to see in the book, but this is more. This is uncensored. This has the mysteries that I did not put in the book. This is the uncensored mysteries, only here. And these have mysteries on here that are going to be also exclusive for what you need to know as an end-time believer for what is coming, how to prevail. Also, something called the Mystery of Days, which will give you the exact, may enable you to know exact events to come and exactly when they're going to happen, the Mystery of Days, and much more. 8 one-hour DVDs, and you're not just going to read it. You're going to see these things happen. They're recorded. There are video things on here. You're going to see it explode. You can watch it with your family. You can show it to unsaved friends. You can show it in your Bible study churches, or just be blessed by it. But this is going to be real special, and you're not going to want to miss it. This is exclusive. So take advantage of it. You're going to see it here. And that is the Avatar Uncensored 8 one-hour DVD album uncensored. And just a note with the book, you know, if you have people in your life who need to know or they need to wake up, get extra copies for them, because that's what it's all about.
Yes, friends, and you can purchase that at swrc.com or by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, as we continue with our discussion of the Avatar, you write of the Kingslayer. Now, what does that have to do with President Trump and his return to the presidency?
Well, Jehu was a Kingslayer, and that is that he wars against the present king and then he replaces the present king. And so in the first rise of Donald Trump, he follows it's the template of Jehu. He comes against the present, quote, king, and that is Obama. His first attack or war or campaign was against Obama's leadership. And then, of course, Obama can't continue, but he ends up replacing Obama. Now, in the second time he comes, he the Kingslayer template goes against the present president, current king, Biden. And so that was Trump's first thing, was against the Biden presidency. And he gets, you know, in the Bible, Jehu confronts the king, Joram, and they at the battlefield, and he strikes Joram down. Well, Donald Trump confronted Biden face-to-face only once at that debate. And in that debate, he basically struck him down. That debate would end Biden's political career. So he is the Kingslayer. And yet it's going to lead to a queen. The king, it's a two-part template, and so the next part is the queen.
Yes, and can you explain that mystery of Jehu and the queen for us?
Yeah. So what happens is, after Jehu defeats the king or renders him powerless or is going to replace him, comes a woman who then rises on the political stage and to oppose Jehu. And Jehu's going to stand now face-to-face with that woman. And the woman has an anti-God agenda. Well, it's Jezebel, but the thing is, the template manifests in Trump's first rising, because after Obama, it comes Hillary Clinton, becomes the flag bearer, becomes the one who faces and opposes and attacks Donald Trump. But the template says that Jehu wins, so Trump won. In 2024, the same template manifests. Jehu, the American Jehu, slays the American Joram Biden in that debate. And what happens? It's like it's destined. The mystery ordains it. A woman is going to rise in the place of the fallen king or president or Biden. In this case, it's Kamala Harris. And she is going to have an anti-biblical, anti-God agenda. And she's going to come face-to-face to oppose the American Jehu, Donald Trump. But according to the template, the American Jehu, Donald Trump, is going to defeat her. And so he did.
And so you also include some explosive discussions here in your book about how this ancient mystery determined the outcome of the last three American presidential elections. Can you explain that for us as well?
Yeah. I mean, put this together, guys, because, you know, God shows us things that the world cannot know. The world has no idea. But that is what the Avatar is opening up. The template of Jehu involves Jehu rising against the current king and then coming against the number two, the woman who's going to stand in his way. Now, in 2016, that is what happened. You know, and so that was the template of Jehu. So Donald Trump prevails. He wins. But in 2020, the current king or president is him. So it's not the same template. So it's not the template of Jehu, and so he doesn't prevail. But in 2024, it is the same template of Jehu again. You have the current king, who is Biden. You have them being replaced by the woman who stands. It is Kamala Harris. And you have Trump as Jehu rising to the throne. And so he wins again. It's all according to the template of the Bible.
We can also turn to Joe Biden and see there's a mystery concerning Joe Biden. Can you explain that for us as well?
Yeah, behind Biden is a prototype of an ancient king named Jehoram. Jehoram knew about the ways of God but turned against them. And so Biden also, he knew about the things of God. Actually, at the beginning of his career, he was more pro-life and against Roe versus Wade. But he turned totally against the things of God, turned totally anti-life, anti-pro-life, those who were, he became an enemy of those who were for life. He turned to gender confusion. He said that marriage is between a man and a woman originally. He turned totally against it. Jehoram was an apostate, and so was Joe Biden. And listen, it's not about the people. We got to pray for these people. They don't know what they're doing. But he turned in apostasy, and Jehoram led his nation into apostasy. So did Joe Biden.
And then Jehoram retreats. What's the parallel there between he and Joe Biden in this?
At the beginning of his reign, Jehoram enters a disastrous battle where he retreats from the land of Edom. He withdraws and retreats, and it begins the weakness of his reign. And so with Biden, the same thing happens, except it wasn't called Edom, it was called Afghanistan. And so what happened there? Came a disastrous retreat from Afghanistan. Of the American troops, and it spelled really the weakness and the beginning of the downfall of his presidency, just like Jehoram.
And there was also a breach of Jehoram's kingdom. Can you explain that to us as well?
Yeah, in the days of Jehoram, the kingdom was beset by border crossings, by people crossing the border, foreigners crossing the border. It seems like Jehoram didn't do anything to stop it. So in the days of the American Jehoram, what do we see? The issue, border crossings, millions of people, and nothing to stop it. Same exact thing.
Well, friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn as we're discussing some of the content that's included in the brand new resource, The Avatar. There's the book, and there's also the exclusive Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album available at swrc.com or by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. You say that the template foreshadowed the October 7th invasion of Israel. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's amazing because in the reign of King Joram, Israel is attacked, invaded. And it's invaded by two peoples, and they are the Arabians, the Bible says, and the Philistines. Well, the Arabians is another word for Arab. And today, the word for Philistine, people don't realize it, is the word Palestinian. The word Palestinian literally means the Philistines. In fact, the word Palestinian in the language of the Palestinians is the word Philistini. Mm-hmm. So literally what happens in the reign of Jehoram comes this invasion of Israel. So in the reign of the American Jehoram, Biden, comes the invasion of Israel on October 7th. By who? By the Arabians, Arabs, and who are the Palestinians, Philistine. Where did that invasion come from, the one in Jehoram's reign? It came from the Gaza Strip. So it comes from the Gaza Strip. What happened in that time of Jehoram? They invaded the land from the Gaza Strip, and they took hostages back from Israel back into the Gaza Strip, and so it all replayed itself.
And so what was Jehoram's effect upon Israel? And can you tell us what that reveals about the presidency of Joe Biden as we're exploring this template?
Yeah, it said, the Bible says that Jehoram would put up high places, gods, idols, you know, in the high places, and he forced Israel to worship them, or he caused them to worship them. Well, that's what basically Biden did. Biden, you know, exalted abortion. He literally waged war against pro-life people, had them arrested, grandmothers arrested, you know, mm-hmm. you know, treated people who were seeking to uphold biblical values as native terrorists. He supported, you know, one of the gods, when we talk about the return of the gods, is the goddess Ishtar, which is the goddess of gender confusion. Mm. And that's what's been taking over our culture. Well, as Jehoram worshiped these gods like Moloch, the child sacrifice or abortion god, he also it championed gender confusion, transitioning of children or transitioning of youths, you know, transgenderism, all these things. And he sought to make America, he sought to force these things on the legal system. So he did exactly what Jehoram did in modern guise.
And connected to all of this is the mystery of the 20th day of Kislev. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, this goes along with that thing. One of the ways he sought to force America to follow, you know, go against the ways of God was he signed a law called the Respect for Marriage Act. And it was everything, it was the everything opposite of those words. It wasn't the respect of marriage, it was the opposite. You know, he had once said that, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman and the states must respect that. Well, now he did the very opposite, signed a law saying marriage is not just between a man and a woman mm-hmm. and states must respect that. And so it was to force everyone to basically bow down before same-sex marriage, you know, and everyone had to basically go along with it. He signed it, had a big celebration at the White House, had, you know, men dressed as women, women as men, rainbows, you know, all that. And that night, he sealed it by lighting the White House in the colors of the rainbow.
Yes.
Well, there's only one time in the Bible where God says he doesn't recognize marriage, and that's in Ezra, where there was ungodly, anti-God marriages when they married the pagan wives, you know, and went into the ways of the paganism by that. And so God says, I'm not recognizing this marriage. I'm not respecting these marriages. These are of sin. Well, the day that it was all confronted was when Ezra confronted and said that, and it was the 20th day of Kislev, the month of Kislev in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, when Biden did that and he signed the Respect for Marriage Act for these altered marriages and then lit up the White House to seal it in rainbow that night, it was the 20th of Kislev, the very day of that is appointed for God for marriages that go against the will of God and that God will not recognize.
Well, friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn and exploring some of the great content included in his brand new resource, the book Avatar. And we also have the Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album available exclusively at swrc.com or by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Now, you go into next what happens with Jehoram during the last part of his reign and connect that to Joe Biden and how his presidency would come to an end.
Yeah, in the last part of Jehoram's reign, you know what happens? He becomes beset by physical infirmities. He becomes enfeebled.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
And so that's exactly what happened to Joe Biden. He becomes beset by physical infirmity. We didn't even know who was ruling. Same with Jehoram. And it says by the time that Biden bowed out of the race, his own party was relieved. Well, it says in the Bible that when Jehoram departed, it says it was to no one's sorrow. Exactly. And one more thing I want to just throw in here. There's so much. We can only touch on some of the mysteries in the Avatar. But the mystery of Ahaziah. You know, at the end of his reign, Jehoram has one son left. By the time of his presidency, Biden has one son left. And with Jehoram, the son was his youngest son. With Biden, the son was his youngest son. With Jehoram, the son was called Ahaziah. In Biden's case, the son was called Hunter. Ahaziah didn't follow the ways of the Lord, neither did Hunter.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Ahaziah, the name comes from the root Hebrew root ahaz, which means to seize. Now, that word to seize in Old German is the word henten, which is connected to a specific name, the name Hunter.
Wow.
So Ahaziah and Hunter mean the same exact thing. It's amazing. It's uncanny. It's God.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn, and we're going to continue our discussion tomorrow. Could you let our audience in on some of the kinds of content that we're going to be exploring in the next program?
Yeah, we're going to be opening up the mystery of something that most believers have no idea of, the mystery of Atalia, and what that has to do with someone on the stage right now, the mystery of Trump's return, what's happening right now, what he's doing right now, how the ancient mystery is revealing it all.
Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us.
The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days by Jonathan Kahn. This book is here and ready to ship to you. Is there more to the world than meets our eyes? Another realm that's transforming our world at this very moment? Is there an ancient vision that unlocks what is really happening to our world and what is yet to come? Did a 3,000-year-old mystery actually foretell the invasion of Israel by Hamas? The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. For the first time ever, Jonathan Kahn will open up end-time prophecy to reveal the mysteries behind the end of the age and what is now happening before our eyes, even the hidden keys to victory in the light of what's coming, and how to overcome your dragon. Order the Dragon's Prophecy book today. Call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. You can also order the Dragon's Prophecy on our website, swrc.com. The Dragon's Prophecy by Jonathan Kahn. 800-652-1144. Friends, have you ordered your calendar yet? Each year, we produce a calendar to raise funds for our Onesimus Prison Ministry. This special ministry provides Bibles, prayer, and encouragement to prisoners across the country. This year, our calendar theme is Beyond the Veil. Created by Marginal Mysteries host Micah Van Hus, the Beyond the Veil 2026 calendar includes stunning imagery, a guide for reading through the Bible in a year, the major Jewish holidays, and a special Get One, Give Two. That means each calendar ordered provides two free calendars for incarcerated individuals through our prison ministry. This calendar, with its one-of-a-kind images, is perfect for daily encouragement, Bible study inspiration, or as a meaningful gift. Order your Beyond the Veil calendar today. Call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. This year's calendar is truly one that you don't want to miss out on. Tomorrow, Josh Davis will share the latest headlines from the end times. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com.